So thank you very much for this final presentation of this round before going to our round tables. This is about collaboration with Mexican universities. I have to confess that I'm not a Mexican, but I worked there for 11 years, first 7 years at a small university on the Yucatan Peninsula, where we engaged with peasant, Mayan peasant farmers, and then 4 years at the larger university. Why Mexico? There are many reasons to do research or teaching there. I would like to mention maybe three of them. First of all, it's close. Second of all, you find three different climate zones in one single country, from desert climate in the north to temperate climate in the central highlands, and then tropical climate, both lowland and highland in the south. And correspondent to the different climate zones, there's not a crop which is not produced there in Mexico. So everything, you have a great diversity of crops. And you also have a great diversity, and this is the third point, a great diversity of production systems. So you have large-scale industrialized agriculture, large fields or greenhouses in the north, down to traditional peasant farming in the southern part. So it's really a diverse country and interesting place to go and to learn something. Which are maybe the most interesting places if you're interested in horticulture in Mexico. The one there in the center, Universidad Autónoma de Chapingo, is the biggest one. It's like the big number one land grant university of Mexico. It's close to Mexico City. Then you have the number two university in terms of agriculture, which is Universidad del Narro, more in the northern part. And then on the Gulf Coast, you have an interesting university in terms of tropical fruits, which is the Universidad Veracruzana. Here you can see the three universities and what the specialization is. So, for example, Chapingo is a lot about, very interesting if you want to learn about this particularly Mexican fruits and crops in general. Veracruz is interesting for tropical horticulture. And if you're interested in controlled environment horticulture and vegetable management in general, then maybe El Narro would be your option. So there are a lot of different places you can choose from. Other institutions there which may be interesting is for example, the Mexican Association of Protected Horticulture. Then the second one, which is the INIFAP. This is like the extension institution, the National Extension System is different in Mexico, and there it's run by the federal government, and it has a research, at least one research station in each state. So this is also an interesting place. Then for postgraduate, the most sophisticated, long-scale research is this postgraduate college Montecillo, very interesting. Then you have this Southern Frontier College, Colegio de la Frontera Sur. This is an interesting place if you want to know something about like agroecology, sustainable farming, traditional farming, and similar to this also the SOCLA, the Latin American Society for Scientific Agroecology. What is going on? What has happened? What's the dimension of collaboration between Mexico and the United States? We have currently like 5,000 American students in Mexico and 18,000 Mexican students in the U.S. There are more than 100,000 students have participated in exchange programs since 2014. More than 30 innovation funds have been developed, so these are partnerships among universities and community colleges in both countries, and American universities have opened more than already 20 campuses in Mexico too. In terms of research, there are about 350 research collaborations now between Mexican and American universities. This is not this number is not limited, obviously, to horticulture, but to research in general. And we have an incredible number of 12,000 PhDs working in the U.S. from Mexico, which is definitely, I suppose, that this is the number one country in this regard. So, which are your opportunities to get money for or to get funding for international collaboration with Mexico. I won't mention any more Fulbright because we have seen it in the three presentations before, but obviously for Mexico definitely also an interesting option. Then you have the very well-developed 100,000 strong in the Americas Innovations Fund. This does not only apply for Mexico, but for all Latin America. And this is a partnership between usually two universities, one in Latin America and one here in the United States. And there are grants for institutional collaboration and for students exchange. I've participated in this, and I can tell you that it's very well organized, and they have quite a lot of funding. So this is definitely an interesting option if you want to go to a level where you say this is not only my research project, but this is a collaboration of my entire university, of my entire department with a Mexican institution, then this can be very interesting. This one is from the Mexican government, and this support a lot of funding with this FOVESI program. So here the development of the grant should come from a Mexican institution and should include then the American institution as a partner. And what is interesting about this program is that it also funds students exchange, for example, if somebody apart from the research also would like to deepen his or her language skills. So this is also interesting and an opportunity to think of. And then there is the CONACYT. This is like the big Mexican research funding institution for national research, but it also allows collaboration with international institutions, and there are I think about like 50 or 60 collaborations going on right now with the American universities. And this is a program which also provides for Mexican students scholarships to go to the US or other countries. Then we have CONTEX. This is a bilateral student training fund emphasizing the state of Texas. But you should have at least one Texan university in a project for CONTEX. It's also rich in funding and something interesting to think about. And finally, we have the U.S.-Mexico Foundation for Science. This institution facilitates research collaboration, not at the university, but at the industry level. And so far, there are more than 400 Mexican companies involved. So this was a short overview about the institutions and the funding opportunities between U.S. and Mexico. And I shall be pleased to answer more detailed questions now in the roundtable. Thank you very much.